From Washington, this is VOA News. A South Carolina judge sets a $1 million bond for a 21-year-old white man accused of fatally shooting 9 people at a black church. Chief Magistrate James Gosnell set the bond for a weapons charge, but doesn't have the authority to set the bond on the 9 murder counts that Dylan Roof faces.
On the 9 counts of murder, I do not have the authority to set bond on these charges. On the count, one count of possession of a weapon during the commission of the crime, a violent crime, I'm setting your bond, young man, at $1 million. Is there anything else to come before this court today in regards to this case? Hearing none, we stand concluded in this hearing. Thank you.
A circuit judge has to set the bond on the murder charges. Roof appeared by video and stared straight ahead as 5 victims' family members gave statements. He showed no reaction as some of the victims' relatives said that they forgive him. Roof will be held until his bond hearing on the murder charges. Authorities say that the 21-year-old opened fire at a Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church on Wednesday night. He was at the prayer meeting for about an hour before he started shooting. Meanwhile, NAACP President and CEO, the Reverend Cornell Williams Brooks, called the mass slaying an act of racial terrorism. He also called for the removal of a Confederate flag flying on the South Carolina Capitol grounds.
This crime is not merely a crime perpetuated against the church, not merely a crime perpetuated against a pastor, not merely a crime perpetuated against 9 congregants. It is a hate crime.
Federal authorities will continue to investigate the killings as a possible hate crime. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Ethiopia next month, becoming the first sitting American leader to visit the African country. The White House said the visit to Addis Ababa will come after a previously announced trip to Kenya. Mr. Obama's trip to his father's homeland will also be his first as president. Mr. Obama is due to attend the 2015 Global Entrepreneurship Summit, an event that brings together entrepreneurs, investors, governments, and other organizations to boost living standards around the world. The U.S. State Department says the number of terrorist attacks worldwide increased by 35% in 2014, with an 81% rise in the number of deaths. The Islamic State was blamed for the largest number of terror-related deaths in 2014, followed by the Taliban, the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab, and Nigeria's Boko Haram. Tina Kaidenau is the State Department's coordinator for counterterrorism.
It notes that the overall flow of foreign terrorist fighter travel to Syria was estimated at more than 16,000 foreign terrorist fighters from over 90 countries as of late December, which is a number that exceeds any similar flow of foreign terrorist fighters traveling to other countries in the last 20 years.
The report says that Iraq had the highest number of terror-related deaths and kidnappings, which coincided with the expansion of the Islamic State. In Nigeria, nearly 1,300 people were kidnapped or taken hostage in terrorist attacks last year. And in Afghanistan, the report said attacks carried out by the Taliban killed more than 3,400 people in 2014. Military officials in Pakistan say at least 20 militants were killed Friday in airstrikes against suspected insurgent hideouts in a northwestern border region. A brief statement says that fighter planes targeted remote areas in the Khyber Tribal Agency near the Afghan border. It added that about 18 terrorists were also wounded. The historic Khyber Pass serves as one of only 2 trade and transit routes between Pakistan and Afghanistan. An international human rights group has called on the European Union to maintain robust search and rescue operations for migrants seeking asylum. It comes as thousands of asylum seekers cross the Mediterranean and Europe struggles to develop a new policy for coping with them. Human Rights Watch released a report calling on European Union leaders to prioritize human rights when they approach the migrant question at a summit next week. The rights group says many of the migrants say they are trying to escape human rights abuses in their home countries. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.